Summer is here, and that means the return of everyone's least favorite pest, mosquitoes. This particular summer could be a little different than others. Mosquitoes lay eggs in water, and there is a lot more of that in Missouri lately. The floodwaters throughout Missouri might lead to a surplus of mosquitoes as they start to reproduce. Dr. Howard Pugh with the Department of Health and Senior Services tells people that even though the number of mosquitoes every summer is hard to predict, there is a good chance we could see more this summer.
You know, you just have to think with all of the water that we have had that there's going to simply be more places for mosquitoes to be breeding later on. And, you know, I think that there's certainly a good chance that the number of mosquitoes is going to be greater than, you know, what we see, you know, in a typically hot, drier, you know, sort of a spring than we've had so far in Missouri.
Mosquitoes are also known to carry diseases such as West Nile virus. Dr. Pugh said even with the possibility of more pests, that doesn't necessarily mean the threat of illness will go up as well.
Just because there's more mosquitoes does not mean that there's going to be more mosquito-borne disease for a number of reasons.
Dr. Pugh gave some tips on how to prevent the spread of mosquitoes this summer.
It's leaving standing pools of water and, you know, puddles of water and water in buckets or tin cans or tires or wherever. Those are the types of conditions where the mosquitoes that do transmit disease, those are the places where those types of mosquitoes do breed. And, you know, they can cause problems, you know, with transmission of disease. Mainly we are concerned about West Nile virus in Missouri is the primary disease that can be transmitted by mosquitoes.
While West Nile virus is a concern, there are actually few cases of the disease throughout the state.
So we have averaged the last few years about 20 human cases per year. The last 4 or 5 years, I mean, when West Nile first got here in the early 2000s, we had hundreds of cases with one or two deaths, you know, associated with the West Nile virus. And again, the deaths tend to occur in older people, and, you know, they probably have multiple underlying health concerns.
With the threat of more mosquitoes and a possibility of more disease spread throughout the state, Dr. Pugh said most livestock and farmers are in the same boat as anyone else who spends time outdoors. The livestock that could be most impacted are surprisingly horses.
And then some of those infected mosquitoes can obviously bite people, and they can also bite horses. Horses and people are the ones that are most susceptible to West Nile virus. So, you know, so is it going to be a big year for West Nile virus? It can always be. You know, we always have the threat of West Nile virus here in Missouri.
A wet summer is expected this year, and that can realistically mean more mosquitoes. The flooding is also expected to stick around for a while, with some experts predicting the Missouri River could stay near flood stages until the fall. Flooding and mosquitoes this summer may have some people wishing for the fall. For KMZU, I'm Nick Sadowski.